devotees, especially the disciples of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, they should come forward and juniors should give them place and they may go. What? Sir, so you should come, Tirthapada, and so many are. You should come. Oh, you can come. If you are in chair, no harm. You should be there. Very good. Sit down.
At a long time.
Yeah, very too long. Yeah.
Oh, you can come? You are senior.
Ram Govinda.
No, Raghunath.
Jalakar.
Jalkar may come.
Yeah, Raghunath Prabhu.
I have heard that some of my disciples, now they are taking marijuana, ganja bhang, afim, and so many things. At the time of Harinam, I have told them that promise that I will not take. But even they are taking, I also know their names. So, if they are not giving up this habit, bad habit, from today, they should not attend our classes. And until they will not give up all these things, bad things, they should not attend our classes. You should know that to whom I am telling. If you will come tomorrow, at once I will tell you to go out of this. Ajnanatimirandhasya jnananjanasalakaya chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai sri gurave nama vanchakalpatarubhyasya कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्याजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणन्तिके। You should know that before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was bhakti, and that was Vaidhi bhakti. Srimadvacharya Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami Nimbadit, all, they were preaching Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti, anyone can go to Vaikuntha Dham and they can serve there Lakshmi Narayan. By this bhakti, anyone cannot go to Golok Vrindavan and serve Radha Krishna conjugal. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he appeared in this, by he gave inspiration in the heart of Srila Rupa Goswami. And then Rupa Goswami established what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. Then world knew, oh, there is something, Raganuga Bhakti, by which we can go to Braj Vrindavan and we can serve in four rasas, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhur. Especially, Raganuga Bhakti came, but especially Rupanuga. There is some difference between Raganuga and
Rupanuga.
All Rupanuga are all Raganuga. But all Raganuga are not
Rupanuga.
Understand? Point is clear. All Raganuga are Rupanuga. But all Rupanuga are not
Raganuga.
Why? All Raganuga can follow Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya. Very rare, Madhur. But Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami follower, Rupanuga. Oh, only highest topic of Braj Prem, that is called Gopi Prem. And in Gopi Prem also Radha Darshan. This is Raganuga. This is the Rupanuga. And this is the aim and object of any Raganuga or in the devotees in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should follow this. I have come to inspire these things in your heart. Who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And why he descended to this world? We will explain these things. Can you, Prabhu, Maharaj, in brief, 15 minutes, not more than that. If you cannot stand up, then you can sit down.
That one is working.
Hello. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Vukale. Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Dhiname. Namaste Sarasati Deve Gaurvani Pracharine. Devasesha Sanyavari Pastyatya Vishutaya. Namam Vishnu Padaya Radhikaya Priyatane Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayana. First of all, I offer my most humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Maharaj. And then I offer my most humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Shiksha and Sannyas Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami. I offer my respectful obeisances unto all the sannyasi gan and senior devotees, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, to one and all my Bhagavatams. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak on the topic of why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared. So, we see that in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is given that there is an external reason and an internal reason for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. The external reason is that he has come to give this chanting of the holy name, the Yuga Dharma. But this Yuga Dharma could be given even by Sadashiva, even by Mahavishnu. He could come and give you the Dharma. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming for a very specific, three very specific internal reasons, very deep internal reasons. First, he wants to understand, during the time when he appeared as Sri Krishna, he wanted to understand what it is that Radharani is experiencing, what happiness she is experiencing, what sokyam, what happiness. He wanted to know what is her love for him, and also what it is she sees in him, what beauty she sees in him that she wants to have his association. So these three internal reasons are the actual deeper reasons why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. This is the reason why he has appeared here. This other external reason for bringing the Harinam Sankirtan, this is a secondary reason. However, because when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes for these internal reasons, the Harinam Sankirtan which he brings is very special Harinam Sankirtan. Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtan. This Premnam Sankirtan, which he is bringing from Goloka, is actually giving a very sweet nectar of Madhurya Ras, of praying, that cannot be gotten anywhere. Even Lord Brahma, he is hankering for this praying. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful, he is giving it to everyone freely. He is giving to Jagais and Madais, to Patita Pavan. He is giving and distributing this praying Nam Sankirtan to each and every living entity with this special quality. So Mahaprabhu, he had some greed. Shri Krishna had some greed. Greed to taste these things. So this greed, this is really the key. This greed is what is driving force. Krishna has greed for ras. He has greed to taste. As Vishnu, he has greed to taste vira ras. And so he is calling for Yogamaya to arrange some Leela in which Jai and Vijay become cursed by the Kumaras so that they can descend to this world and he can fight with them in battle. And so they appear in three successive births as demons in order to fight with him, and he tastes this Viraras. So some greed for Viraras has appeared in Vishnu and he comes to taste it in this way. When he appears as Nrisingadeva to kill Hiranyakashipu, so after killing Hiranyakashipu, when Prahlad is sitting on his lap and he is looking at the face of Prahlad, he sees that Prahlad is tasting some very sweet rasa, some vatsalya rasa, and he is also tasting it, but actually Prahlad is tasting it more. And Nrisingadeva is feeling like, in my previous manifestations I have not had a father. I have come from the nose of Brahma, I have come from this pillar, so I have not tasted this vatsalya bhava. So in the future, Krishna always appears as the son of the mother and father, and he tastes this vatsalya bhava.
Thank you. Very good. Do you think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Sri Jagai Madhai this highest class of love and affection, like Gopi Prem he gave?
No, he did not.
So why you told like so? You should hear more. Oh, you. Not reading will do. We will have to hear.
Gurve Gauri Chandaya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadavantaya Namo Namah. So first of all, I give obeisances to Sri Gurudev, Trinani Sannyasis, respected Vaishnavis and Vaishnavas. Thank you for coming. So tonight's topic is the cause or the reason of the descendant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we know that Sri Krishna is a thief. One Vaishnava has said, Choratmaganam Purusham Namami.
Better you should speak some louder.
I've heard of many different varieties of thieves and criminals. But Choratmaganam Purusham Namami. In Rajepasidam, of all the thieves in Vrindavan, then Sri Krishna is definitely the highest thief. And in Vrindavan, his thieving reached up to the limit of stealing Mata, stealing the clothes of the gopis, stealing the minds and the hearts of the Brijvasis. But in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna became Mahacho, a supreme thief, because he was not simply satisfied by stealing cloth and butter. In Vrindavan, he completely stole the mood and complexion of Srimati Radhika. Never, even though he appeared in the form of sannyasi, really, he is a big thief. Why? What inspired him to steal the complexion and the mood of Srimati Radhika? It's said that the reason that Sri Krishna disappeared to Vrindavan, and went to Mathura and Dwarka, that Sri Krishna was inspired with a big greed. That's what Sri Krishna is, rasik shaker. He is the taster of all different types of ras. Therefore, the biggest ras is in himself. Therefore, how can Sri Krishna taste himself? In the form of Sri Krishna, he cannot taste himself. Guruji gives the example, like a pond of nectar, how can it taste itself? Or a doll made of sugar, if he licks himself, cannot taste himself. Never how Sri Krishna can taste himself, who is the embodiment of Ras, and Krishna is Rasik Shekhar. Therefore, in the form of Rasik Shekhar Sri Krishna, his desire to taste Ras was not complete because he could not taste himself. Therefore, Srimati Radhika, she is Mahanakya Bhavamayi. She is the embodiment of Mahabhav. Therefore, because she is the topmost embodiment of Prema, she completely can taste Sri Krishna. Therefore, Sri Krishna was thinking, how can I steal the complexion and the mood of Sri Radhika in order to taste myself? Therefore, for that reason, Sri Krishna went to Dwarka to put Srimati Radhika in the fire of separation. And when her heart was in a completely melted stage, then Krishna entered her and became Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, the main principal reason of the cause of the descent of Sri Krishna in the form of Sri Sachinanda and Gaurahari, that is threefold. Prem ras nirjas korite aswadan rag mag bhakti log korite prachadan. But the primary reason is that Krishna wanted to taste ras. Therefore, sinataya pranaya mahima kidisovane eva swabhyo yena dhuta midiruma kidisovane eva sokyam chasyat madanu bhavata kidiso vetti lovat tat bhavat samajani sachigarva sindhu harindu. It is for that reason that Sri Krishna appeared in the womb, the ocean-like womb of Mother Sachi in the form of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Why? First, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima. What is the glories of Sri Radha's Prem? Sri Gurudev explains that Krishna, he has Prem. He has Vaisakhyati Prem. Because Prem is reciprocal. Krishna loves the devotees and the devotees love Sri Krishna. Sarana pradayam mayam, sarana pradayam prayam, matad ne te manajaki naham te nyajananaki. Sri Narayan described to Duvasa, I always think of the devotee, and the devotee always thinks of me. Therefore, Krishna has prem. But Gurudev described, his prem is divided into billions and billions of devotees. Krishna, he gives himself to whichever devotee comes before him. Therefore, Krishna's prem is not Ekanishta. Krishna's prem is Bhavanishta, because he has Nishta, or relationship, with millions and millions of devotees. Gurudev says, even when Sri Krishna is playing his flute at Bamsimat, calling the gopis for Rasleela, can Sri Krishna forget Prahlad? Can he forget Vasudev and Devaki and Mathura? Gurudev said, what to speak of them? Can he forget even a devotee in this world? Oh, hey Krishna, amitua nitya das, tumara charana choyla, hoyla saranas. Even a devotee who in this world chants one time the name of Krishna with complete surrender, Krishna cannot forget them also. Therefore, Krishna is Bhavanishtha because he is divided to many, many, many devotees. He gives himself completely to each devotee. That's Srimati Radhika. She gives herself only to Sri Krishna. But Krishna gives himself to everyone. Therefore, if you take 1 kilo of prem and you cut it into millions of pieces, then there's only a fraction there. But Srimati Radhika, her prem is not divided, not towards her even so-called husband or her parents-in-law, no one. She is Eknishtha. Her prem is completely concentrated on Sri Krishna. Therefore, her prem is very, very large. Therefore, Krishna is completely controlled by that prem. So Sri Krishna was thinking, what is the prem of Srimati Radhika? I cannot understand. Then secondly, Satyam cha syat maranu bhava. What happiness she feels when she serves me and sees me. Krishna's Bhagavan, he feels a certain type of happiness because Krishna is Ananda Surup. Therefore, Krishna is made of ecstasy. But still, when Sri Krishna sees the ecstasy of Srimati Radhika, he becomes astonished. It said that when Sri Radhika, she sees the dark night, she runs to embrace it. When she sees the tamal tree, she runs to embrace it. When she sees a peacock feather or a kunjaberi, she becomes absorbed in ecstatic emotions. And Sri Krishna says, I definitely feel for Srimati Radhika, but I cannot feel like that. What happiness she feels when she serves me, I cannot understand. Therefore, Krishna developed a greed also. How can I taste my own sweetness? It's described by Sri Rupa Goswami Pad. One time Sri Krishna was walking past.
Please explain again three wishes.
Three wishes. Radha Pranamahima. What is the glories of Radharani's prem?
Yes, and second?
Second, he's trying to understand what happiness Radharani feels in his seva. And thirdly, what is my own sweetness? Sokyam chashat madhura bhava. Krishna is trying to understand what happiness she feels in my service.
Second, clear. Clear second. Are thar jao tum log?
Krishna is thinking how I can taste myself. Krishna is thinking how I can taste my own sweetness.
Not clear.
What are the qualities?
Krishna is full of years, full of beauty.
Right? You should be silent all.
You have to die.
Oh, can you clear that point? Oh,
friend.
Very good. Three points, three grid, you should explain.
Ananda Lila Mayavikaya, Ema Pyatyip Divyatavi Sundaraya, Tasmai Maha Premara Sapradaya, Chaitanya Chandraya, Om Namaste. Because too high for my Satsang Dhanavat Pranam, millions of times at the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev. Secondly, after my Pranam, thousands of times at the lotus feet of my Sri Guru Parampara, and after my Pranam to all the Samudhananya Tridhani Bhajpan and all Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis and respected guests. No one would be able to understand what was the primary reason for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world unless his very intimate associates Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami and after him Srila Rupa Goswami explained it. Srila Swarup Damodar, in his Adacha, in his notes, he has given one verse. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kitrishovanaya Iva Swadyo Yenat Bhutta Madhurima Kitrishova Madhya Sokyam Chasya Madhanubhavada Kitrisham Veti Lobhat Tadbhavadya Sanijani Sachikarva Sindho Harindu. First of all, he's explaining why did Sri Krishna appear from the womb of Mother Sachi as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The first reason, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima. He wanted to know Mahima, the greatness of Radhika's love. It was his experience in their pastimes together that Radhika's love would overpower him. So Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami gives an example from his own text, Sri Govinda Lilamrita. Hasmat Brindai Priya Sakhi Hare Padam Mulak Kutaso. Once Brinda Devi came to Radhika. Radhika said, "Oh my dear Sakhi, where did you come from?" She said, "I came from the lotus feet of Hari." "Really, where is he?" "Kundara ye kimiha kurute." "He is in the forest on the bank of your kund." "Really? What is he doing there?" "Nirtya shiksham." Brinda Devi said, "He's taking dancing lessons." And Radharani became suspicious. Taking dancing lessons from who? From whom? Guru kaha. Who's his guru? Then Brinda Devi, she said, "Kam kam murtis pratitarulatas digvitikshus kuranti." "Overwhelmed in separation from you, he sees you in every leaf and creeper in the forest. And seeing your form there, he's dancing behind you like a puppet. Is controlled by the puppet master." So Krishna realized, Radhika's love, it overpowers me. Radhika prema guru ami sisya. Radhika's prema is my guru and I am her dancing pupil. So Krishna thought, what is love? How deep is that love that overpowers me? I want to know. So this was his first greed. Sri Radhaya Paraya Mahima. Then next one. Yenad Bhuta Madhurima. He wanted to know about his own sweetness. How did this come about? One day, Sri Krishna was contemplating to himself. And as he was contemplating, two irreconcilable contradictions came within his mind. First of all, he thought, all flavor comes from me. All sound, all taste, all beauty, everything comes from me. So if all of these things come from me, then who will give happiness to me? If everything comes from me. But I realize that my ears are hankering to hear the sound of Radhika's voice. My eyes are hankering to see the beauty of her form. My skin is hankering to feel the happiness of her touch. So by all senses, she attracts me. So I think that she must be hundreds of times more qualified than me. Shatagun, hundreds of times more qualified than I am. So if I am the source of everything, how is it possible that she can be more qualified than me? This was the first contradiction. But then another astonishing and irreconcilable contradiction came into the heart of Krishna. He thought, when Radhika hears the sound of the wind blowing through the bamboo trees at Govardhan, it makes a sound. And hearing that sound, she thinks that I am calling her on the flute, and she runs towards the breeze. When Radhika sees a tree, a tamal tree, she thinks that it's me, and it's me, and embraces the tamal tree, and thinks, oh, now my life is successful. If Radhika tastes some tumbul that has been chewed by me, my remnants, then tasting this, she becomes completely, almost unconscious in praying. So Krishna realized, although I am attracted to Radhika's form, Radhika's taste, Radhika's sound, Radhika's touch, she becomes more maddened than I do, not even in relation to me, but in relation to things that are even similar to me, like the sound of the breeze, the color of a tamal tree, the taste of my remnant, and so on. So, on the one hand, I find that she must be hundreds of times more qualified than I am. So which should mean that I become more maddened by seeing her than she becomes maddened at seeing me. But the opposite is true. She becomes hundreds of times more maddened on seeing me, hearing me, and so on, than I do when I meet with her. And so this is the second irreconcilable contradiction. As Krishna began to ponder this, then he realized something. He thought, there must be something about me that I don't know. Something that she knows. And how does she know it? He realized that beauty is...
Oh, you should come to point, you should clear first Radhaya Pranamahima and then this. Oh, you are what longing it. So come to the point. What is the glory of Radhika Prem?
So, coming back to the first point, Sri Radhaya Kanya Mahima. Radhika, he thinks that when we are together, at that time, Radhika, her prem is so high. She has Madana Ki Mahabhav, praying by Chitra, many moods. She can faint, crying, Krishna, where are you? Krishna, where are you? Even when she's sitting in my lap. I don't have such prem. So, when Krishna meets together with Radharani, he sees that she becomes completely absorbed. This is called the Swasamvedya Dasha of Radhika's Madanakya Mahabhav. Swasamvedya Dasha means that Radhika's Anurag becomes the object of its own experience. In that stage, who is the object of her love and who is the lover, she forgets. And only the intense taste of that love remains. So that is called the Swasamvedya Dasha of Radhika's Madanakya Mahabhav. Krishna cannot understand it. Radhika herself said, Na so ramana na hama ramani dui manu manu bhav peshla jani. It is not that he is my beloved and I am his lover. I completely forget everything. So seeing this, not being able to understand it, Sri Krishna thought, I want to know what is the mahima, the greatness and the deepness of Radhika's love.
Then second point.
Second point.
Very good.
We describe how I am only taking the remnant of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who directly explained by these two irreconcilable contradictions, Krishna realized there's something in him that he doesn't know. And he also realized that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. If any devotee sees Krishna, they think he's beautiful. But if Kamsa will see Krishna, then how does he feel? He thinks that it is not beautiful. So how one sees beauty, how one relishes sweetness, depends on how much love you have. So who has the most love? Radhika. So Krishna said to himself, Ehi prema dware nitya Radhika ekali Amara madhuryam rita Ashwade sokale. Only Radhika, by the greatness of her love, which is the first thing, she has the power to fully taste my sweetness. So there's a connection between the first and second one. Without knowing the greatness of Radharani's love, then Krishna will not have the ability to realize his own sweetness. So Krishna was thinking, how, when Radhika sees me, how does she see me? So in this description, Krishna asked Kaviraj Goswami, he said, Krishna was thinking, Akshambatam palamidam naparam vidama sakyakasunanu viveshaya dhurvayasyai. In the stage of Purvarag, before I met together with Radharani, when in the morning I used to go into the forest surrounded by my friends playing on the flutes, and she was in any hiding place and looking at me, and I used to look back at her. I know how I felt when I looked at her, but how she felt when she saw me at that time in the stage of Purvarag, I don't know. Then Krishna was thinking, Atatiyat Bhavan Anikananam Tutiyugayate Tvamapasyatam. At the time of Rasleela, when I disappeared, and gopis were weeping in separation, and they remembered how in the evening I would return to the village, and they would look at me, but then what happened? Their eyes would blink, and they would curse Lord Brahma. Brahma, you don't know how to create, you're not Rasik. Why did you make gopis with eyelids? How eager they were to see me in that mood. So when Krishna comes back at the end of the day, this is called the special type of meeting. And so Krishna is thinking, how? Radhika sees me in different times, different kinds of meeting. Then Krishna thought, Gopyasta Krishna Mukalabhyatya Radhishnam Yat Prakshaneda Shumashvatikam Shapanti. At that time, when I left Vrindavan and then I came to Kurukshetra, all the gopis came to Kurukshetra. When Radharani saw me then, how did she see me? This is called Samridhiman Samvog. When he comes home in the evening from grazing cows, that is called Sampanna Samvog. In Venu Git, that is a Purvarag. So Krishna was thinking, Radhika saw me in so many different ways, through so many different types of love. How did she relish my sweetness at that time? I want to know. Then, thirdly, Sokyam Tasya Vadanubhavata Kirdisham Veti Lobhat.
But not clear. Sit down. After that, you sit down. I will clear you. After that, after that, what he has told after that?
So
Krishna was thinking, isn't it like Prabhuji said, my beauty is revealed according to the darshan of the devotee. Krishna promises, I reciprocate according to the devotees. Surrender to me. Therefore, Srimani Radhika, she has the topmost affection for Sri Krishna. Therefore, no one has darshan of Sri Krishna like she does. Therefore, Sri Krishna has complete qualities. He is complete opulence. He is complete beauty. He is complete strength. All his six opulences are manifested by Srimani Radhika. Therefore, Krishna is thinking, how can I taste myself completely only if I get the mood of Parashakti Sri Radha? Just like this, you can see the sun by the sunlight. In the same way, Krishna was thinking, how I can taste my complete beauty. I cannot taste it by taking shelter of the mood of any other devotee. Only if I take shelter of the mood of Srimati Radhika, then I can taste my beauty completely. Therefore, that was the second desire. How I can taste my own complete sweetness. And thirdly, what happiness. Swadhyaya yanat buddha mudamakiti sarvam sokyam cha syadmat anubhavata. What anubhav, what realization of happiness Srimati Radhika has in my service and my darshan, how I can taste that. Therefore, we are hearing that Sri Krishna, he has a certain type of happiness as Bhagavan, but that is not comparable to the happiness of the devotees. Especially the ecstasies of Srimati Radhika. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to taste them, we hear in the Gambira, sometimes Mahaprabhu would become 20 feet long. Sometimes he would become compressed like a pumpkin or a tortoise. We never hear of Srimati Radhika becoming like that because she has so much power to tolerate the feelings of love for Sri Krishna. Therefore, Krishna thought, when I taste something, Krishna has a limit up to Mahabhava. But Srimati Radhika, her prem, her happiness has no limit because she goes up to Mahabhava. So what happiness she feels at that time when she serves me, Krishna was thinking, how I can taste that? The only way I can taste these three desires is to completely take the mood and the complexion of Srimati Radhika. Some people might say, well, Krishna could have taken the mood. What is the need of taking the complexion of Srimati Radhika? And Asura Gogamaj described every mood as a color. For example, in material life, when you become angry, you become red. When you become worried, what's he thinking? And what's he speaking about? Then you look like Buddha's complexion. When you become fearful, you become white. Therefore, Madhuraki Mahabhav has a color, and that color is no different than the bhav. Therefore, only taking the bhav of Srimati Radhika, Krishna would not be completely satisfied. Therefore, he also took the complexion of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, for these three desires, these are the primary reasons of the descent of Sri Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this morning, Gurudev was saying, Pujapad Ashram Maharaj asked the question, well, Krishna could taste everything in Goloka Vrindavan. What need did he come to descend to this world? And Guru Maharaj said, because he is very, very merciful. Guru Maharaj one time explained, even when you go to a long place for a picnic, the main reason you still go there is to eat. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here, his main reason was not to give mercy. His main reason was to taste these three greeds. But as a concomitant factor, he distributed that mercy to everyone. Therefore, Krishna was thinking, for a long time, since the last day of Lord Brahma, I have not shown this prem to the world. Therefore, we are hearing from Srila Gurudev, many, many incarnations came since that time. Brahma, Matsya, Kurma, Nrsingadev. They came and they gave something. Even Sri Krishna came and showed that prem, but did not distribute it. Only in a very enclosed circle in Vrindavan then that prem was distributed.
But who could catch that Prem? In Vrindavan, pretty much all those devotees were sudden siddhas anyway. Never how the Jesus of the world could taste that happiness of Raja Prem. That was the second reason of the descent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes I remember when Srila Gurudev would first preach around the world, and there was so much opposition. Oh, why is he talking about Raghunuga Bhakti? Why is he talking about the shelter and the glories of Srimati Radhika? And Gurudev said, because Raghunuga Bhakti is only practiced in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. If you don't want to hear it, maybe you're in the wrong Sampradaya, you should go down to South India and take initiation in the Sri Ramanuja Sampradaya. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the bhakti he distributed, what is that? That is Raghunuga Bhakti. Which type of Raghunuga Bhakti? Those that follow the Ragatmik Jan, Isti Salisika Raga Parama Veshtatata, the Rag, or the attachment for Krishna that is present in the eternal associates of the Bhagawan, that is called Ragatmik. What to speak of Srimati Radhika, Lalita, and the Gopis, the Sakas, Nandababa, and Yasoda. Ragatmik Bhakti is also present in Hanuman. Ragatmik Bhakti is also present in JBJ. Ragatmik Bhakti is present in the associates of all the incarnations. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never came to distribute that type of Ragatmik Bhakti. Mahaprabhu said, of all Imabhu's instructions to Sri Sanatana Goswami, Imabhu said, of all types of Ragatmik Bhakti, the topmost Ragatmik Bhakti is found within the residence of Sri Vrindavan. And whoever hears of that and develops a greed to follow in the footsteps of those Ragatmik devotees, they are called Sri Raghunugas. Anugaman. Those who follow Anugaman, the rag of the eternal associates in Goloka Vrindavan, they are called Raga Nuga. Therefore, the second primary reason of the descent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not just to spread Harinam Sankirtan, not just to get people to give up eating onion garlic. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's main reason for the descent in this world was to distribute Raga Nuga Bhakti that followed in the footsteps of the Brijvasis. And of all the Brijvasis, who is the topmost? That is Srimati Radhika. Therefore, to follow the maidservants or to follow those who serve the feet of Srimati Radhika, that is the main reason of the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Thank you. Very good. Prem Prayojan. More something. What we want to say. About this.
So the third reason, Srila Sarvabhaumara in his Sarvabhaumara Goswami in his Kharicha, he wrote, Sokyam Chasya Madanubhavataha Kritisham Reiti Lo Bhakti. See Krishna. He had agreed to realize the happiness that Srimati Radhika feels. Why? He was contemplating to himself. Actually, there are great sages like Bharat Muni and Vatsyayan Muni. They have written books about love between male and female. And they have given the conclusion that in the love affair between male and female, both of them enjoy equally. But I think that Bharat Muni doesn't know my Vrindavan. Because in my Vrindavan, I know for sure that when I meet with Radhika, even though I become very happy, even though I'm overjoyed, she feels 10 million times more happiness than I feel. And when, after our pastimes together, I behold the beautiful form of Srimati Radhika, I think, what happiness does she feel? And my heart becomes very, very greedy for that. I want to taste that. So, we see that many times in Sri Krishna Leela, Sri Krishna had some opportunity to try. He tried to understand Radhika's feeling. He tried to taste his own sweetness. For example, during Rasa Leela, Sri Krishna hid from the gopis. And from his hiding place, he was watching Radhika as she was speaking, opening her heart, expressing her love. Yat te sujata charanam guruham staneshu vita shanai priyadadi mahikarkasheshu. O Krishna, I very carefully hold your lotus feet upon my heart so that you will not feel any pain. Krishna was seeing this. He thought, how deep is this love? How can I understand it? Sometimes in Krishna Leela, Krishna would disguise himself. For example, once Krishna disguised himself as a demigoddess and came to the house of Srimati Radhika in Yavat and was rolling on the floor crying. Radharani said, why are you crying? Tell me, I'm your good friend. She said, Krishna said in disguise, during your Rasa Leela, I was flying in the sky and I was watching and I saw how that person, Krishna, do you know what he did? Even though you gave your whole life, you surrendered everything to him, he just left you and broke your heart. How can you love such a person? Your heart is so pure, how can you love such a person? So I cannot stay alive. Radharani said, okay, I trust you, so I'll open my heart and I'll tell you how I feel about Sri Krishna. And Radharani began to explain the nature of her love. So in many ways, Krishna tried to discover how deep is Radharani's love and how sweet he is. One time, Sri Krishna, when he was in Dwarka, Purnamasi Devi, she wrote a drama, she wrote a play. And Gandharvas, the demigods from heaven, they came to perform this play. And one Gandharva was dressed as Krishna. And he came on the stage playing Krishna in Vrindavan. And Sri Krishna, from his royal box, he looked and he became stunned. He forgot who he was. He thought, what? Am I a prince watching a dramatist playing the role of a coward boy on the stage? Or am I that coward boy on the stage doing this performance? I don't know. But when I see the beauty of this sham-complexioned boy with peacock feather in his hair, I impetuously wish to embrace him, just like Srimati Radhika. So in the course of Radha and Krishna's pastimes, Krishna felt many times the desire to know the depth of Radhika's love and to taste his own sweetness and to experience the happiness that she feels. But he could not. Krishne Ramaduri Krishne Upajoya Lop Samyak Ashwargite Nahe Rahimanek Shop. It is said that Krishna's beauty, his sweetness, is so sweet. He has four maduris that no incarnation has. Venu Maduri, the sweetness of his flute playing. Lila Maduri, the sweetness of his lila. Prema Maduri, the sweetness of the love of his associates. And Rupa Maduri, the sweetness of his form. These are exclusive to Krishna, no one else has them. And when Sri Krishna sees a reflection of his own beauty, or someone simply imitating him, then a greed to taste that awakens in his heart. But samyak ashwadite nahi rahimanecho, because he cannot fully taste it, then his heart feels some distress. So Gurudev gave an example. Once there was a man in a boat, and he was thinking, how deep is the river here? So he took a stick. So he took one stick and he began to put the stick in the water like this, and he thought, but he couldn't feel the bottom, so he reached over a bit further and a bit further, and then he slipped and he fell in the river head first. So like this, Krishna was like that. Srila Gurudev explained, he was trying to see how deep is Radhika, how deep is it, and he became so absorbed in that endeavor that he had to appear in this world as Satchinandan Gohari. Sri Satchinandan Gohari ki jai.
Thank you.
So, Radhika Prem is so highest in Srimati Radhika that any gopi has told, Anaya Radhito Nunang Bhagavan Hari Rishwara Janno Bihaya Govinda Preet Jam Anarat Raha. Oh, any of the gopis like Lalita or Vipaksha Sakhi Chandravali, oh, they are telling, Anaya Radhito, this very lady who is going with Krishna alone, Krishna is taking sometimes in his lap, oh, she must be done, he has done aradhana to Narayan, Hari. I bet that is why, oh, Krishna has stolen her and taking in the lap he is going. So this Radhika, love is so highest. So, how it was? Krishna wanted to establish it. And in Rasli, he did for this to glorify Radhika more than other gopis. For gopis, he told, Napare ham nirvadya sanjuja. Oh, I cannot repay, O gopis. I cannot love you as you love in akhand way.
Undivided way.
My love and affection is distributed to so many places. But you have left for me your husbands, your chastity, your everything, your houses and everything. So I cannot repay. But especially for Radhika, Anaya Radhito. So he did Ras only to glorify Radhika, highest prem. So in Ras Leela, Braja Bipine Jamuna Rakule Arambhila Ras Gopi Ganesange Yo Janava. Come forward.
Oh, Oh,
There are so many regions that Krishna came in the form of Sachinandan Gaurhari. Jada jadahi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam madharmasya tadatmanam sijamyaham paritranaya sadhunan vinashaya cha duskritan dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavan. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth, the
situation
of India was very, very bad, especially in Bengal. All used to eat meat, drink, even they used to give sacrifice of a man taking marijuana, ganja bhang of him, and keeping blood in the
skull
of a dead person. They were worshipping
Kali,
demigods like Kali and Durga and others. Even they used to give marry to
cat
and she cat. One cat his, she cat his. And lakhs and lakhs dollars used to
spend
for this. A big band, elephant and camels and all by a good procession, drinking, they used to
dancing,
make a procession, and they used to go there and to marry his billa, male cat to she cat. And thousand person used to take that thing. Meat, eggs, wine, and others. Brahmins, Dhanna Bhakti, Vishnu Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti. They used to
meditate
about Brahma or anything else. Not bhakti was there. In this way, Yuga Dharma came. But you should know, Yuga Dharma was name preaching. But this name preaching, easily Advaitacharya, incarnation of Krishna, can do it. So Krishna is not needed to come.
Establish Jiva Dharma.
So real Dharma was what? Oh, this rag, nuga bhakti. This. To establish this Yuga Dharma, Advaitacharya can, his Vishnu ke?
Sadashiv
Vishnu. In any way he can give something, that Gopi Prem, that highest class Prem, but not fully this Braj Prem, Ekala Krishna can be, only one Krishna. So at that time, the period came for Yugdhar establishing. Also, at that time, you know, Advaitacharya was seeing all these condition of world. And then he took Tulsi leaf and offered to Salagram Shila. And he did a promise that, O Prabhu, O Krishna, if you will not come yourself, and establish this high class of Raganuga Bhakti. Then I will cut all the heads of all persons. So it was not necessary that when Krishna will come to this world as the form of, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he decided to fulfill the desire of Advaitacharya, I must come this time. It may be that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have come in the last of Kali Yuga.
End of.
But he came first in this period, in the beginning of Kali. And that is why he preached everywhere Krishna name. Not only Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem in the thread of Krishna Prem or all names. And he paraila
sabari.
The specialties of his name preaching was with love and affection. So, this was second reason. And third reason, a more prominent. Anarpit charing chirat karunaya vaturna kalu. Samarpayitum unnotajval rasang sa bhakti sriyam. Hari hapurad sundar dyut kadamba sandipita. Sadaridaya kandare spuratme sachinandara. For long, long time, what had not been given in a Brahma day, after one day of Brahma, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he gave. But now so many things has been turned out. All has forgotten this. So out of mercy he came to give Unnata Ujjwal Rasangsa Bhakti Sriyam. What is Unnata Ujjwal Ras? Parakiya mood.
Paramore mood.
But Parakiya mood, what is in Radhika, it cannot be given. So what? Unnata Rasa Swabhakti Sriyam. Swabhakti means Radhika. Radhika's mood and it's Radhika mood's beauty. What is that beauty? Like a creeper. If a creeper has no leaves and flowers, no beauty. So in a creeper, if there are so many green leaves covered and so beautiful flowers are in them, especially manjaris. And when air comes and then manjari what do?
Yes.
This is the sweetness of that manjari. That mood. What is that? Srimati Radhika's lady devotees, who especially Roop Manjari Mood Valli. So, to distribute this Raganuga mood, that is the mood of Roop Manjari, a Jew can only
attend that.
Not more than that. All the jivas have adhikar, quality.
Qualification.
Only to this. They will not be Lalita Vishakha like. Only this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mercifully, he came to distribute. This was one of the main reasons. But here, Krishna Das Kaviraj is telling, by the mercy of Rupa Goswami, he is telling, Naam Prem Pracharite Ei Avatar. iho satya. It is true that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to preach Naam and Prem. And also, he came to distribute that gopi mood, Rukmanjari mood. It is true. But, these are bahiranga.
External.
These are not internal. What is that internal? Purve jeno prithivare bhar harivare krishna avatirna haila shastrete pachare swayam bhagavaner karma nahe bhar haran sthitikarta vishnu karan jagat palan. Telling Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, when Krishna came to this world to take the burden of prithvi, by how? Killing so many demons. So many demons. In Mahabharata, in boyhood, Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, and so many. In Dwarka, so many demons. And in battle, both sides, all demons were killed. And in the end, in Dwarka, when he came, Brahma came to him. Your purpose of coming to this world has been finished. Please return back to your
abode,
Golok Vrindavan. And in the way, you should also
visit our
Brahmalok. Krishna told, I have finished all these things, but yet something. And what that is? Dwarka, Pradumna,
Aniruddha,
Satyaki, and all my Jadubansi are very powerful. Even demigods cannot
defeat them.
If after my going they will remain here, then there will be more burden on this earth. So I have thought a reason how to take them away. So reason is coming on that Durvasa and other rishis has given
course
that from the ombops
Sambha,
a musal will come.
Club.
And that will be the reason of
destroy of Yadu dynasty.
So when Krishna heard, we should give up this Dwarka and come to any secret place. And they went to
Prabhas.
And there they did archan and puja, Brahman, Vaishnav, and so many fire sacrifices. But in the end they took
Rice wine.
And then what became? They began to fight each other. Even they wanted to kill Krishna and Baladev. But what became? They were finished. And Krishna also, an arrow of
Hunter.
He also left his body. It is written outwardly in Mahabharata. But you should know that it was magic of Krishna. He wanted to take his all associate to Golok Vrindavan, and those who came from Swarga, heaven, they should go to heaven, and those who have come from Vaikuntha, they should return back to Vaikuntha, and those who have come from Golok Vrindavan, they should come with me there. So strictly he did so. So